You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
Football on Off the Ball.
I had a 2-year plan to get back to the Premier Division, and when Shelburne came knocking, I couldn't say no, so...
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. My name is Phil Egan. On the way, Ireland continue their build-up to the Nations League doubleheader against Finland and England. And what next for Premier League referee David Coote after that video? Now, Ireland are gearing up for Thursday's Nations League meeting with Finland. Matt Doherty, Ryan Manning and Jake O'Brien linked up with the rest of the squad yesterday as replacements for Seamus Coleman, Shane Duffy and Adam Ida, who all had to withdraw due to injury. Assistant boss John O'Shea says they have to take confidence from last month's win in Helsinki, despite following that up with a 2-0 loss in Athens.
Yeah, look, without a doubt, you have to take that. And that's the... look. You know, Sammy just mentioned it there about the second half. Obviously, he's talking more so about the performance level. Obviously, when you concede early on in the second half, that's something that we need to obviously make sure we're not. We have to get away from that to give yourself a chance in the game. But the fact of how we played in the second half against Greece, we have to make sure we turn that mentality into the start of games. I think that'll be the key bit.
Sammy Smodics mentioned yesterday that Ireland need to start matches the way they've typically approached the second halves of games recently. O'Shea's been asked how they go about that.
Yeah, that's the thing that we're delving into it, so to speak, in terms of what we need to do, how we need to get that attitude straight from the off and that bravery, and that's something we're hoping to do straight away. And look, it comes down to us getting those ideas across to the players as best we can, and obviously the players implementing it and taking that confidence from the instructions to go and implement it as early as possible in the game.
Smodic has also been outlining how the players can help build confidence.
It's the little things, I think. Like we said, we're going through meetings, and even winning first tackles and winning your duels gives us confidence, and we define these little percentages that are going to give us that confidence in the game. You know, to step on and kick on, whether that be a tackle or first header. I know it sounds very cliche, but these things all add up in the game of football.
As they build that confidence, O'Shea says they need to walk the tightrope of flexibility and consistency.
There's formations in possession and formations out of possession, you know what I mean? But in general, obviously we have changed to the back four, but you have to at different stages, depending on, obviously, you see the teams that you face, strengths and weaknesses. And the idea of team selections, you need to get that consistency going at some stage, and obviously the sooner it happens the better, but ultimately having the flexibility and understanding what best strength suits the squad is a key bit as well. I think that's a massive factor, but no, definitely I think the back four is definitely a stronger position at the minute for us, yeah.
The PGMOL says it won't be making further comment on the David Coote case until its investigation is completed. The Premier League referee has been suspended after a video appeared online yesterday which showed Coote making derogatory comments about Liverpool and their former manager Jurgen Klopp. It refers to a Premier League match that Coote took charge of between Liverpool and Burnley in July 2020, which finished 1-1. Klopp criticised Coote after that match and said the referee failed to give fouls for challenges made on his players. It's believed Coote has accepted the video is genuine, but he doesn't recall the content of the discussion, which was recorded several years ago. Head of referees Howard Webb will be appearing on the Match Officials Mic'd Up show tonight. Football writer Jonathan Wilson has a degree of sympathy for Coote, but accepts his days of top-level refereeing may be over.
It's not a surprise that referees have those feelings about managers, but it's an asymmetrical relationship. A manager will slag them off, probably not in those terms, but obviously referees can't be slagging off managers or players or clubs, at least not until they've retired and then sort of tell the stories that they like to tell on podcasts these days. So, I mean, I don't know what David Coote thought would happen when he did that video. I mean, he clearly knows he's doing a video, right? It's not that it's been secretly filmed. He's speaking into the camera. I find it baffling that you would do that when you must know what the consequence would be. It doesn't surprise me that he feels that, and I get that in certain circumstances, referees have justifiably feel very angry at managers. But it is also their job to put that aside and not let that affect their performance next time they officiate over them. So I'm sure that Liverpool fans will comb through and find all these egregious errors that David Coote made against them. Personally, I suspect that's not true. I mean, I'm saying this as somebody who at a very low level has umpired in cricket quite a lot. And I certainly have had, pretty negative feelings to some of the people who I've been umpiring. And I think it's actually not that difficult to sort of switch that bit of your brain off and switch on the bit of your brain that says, is that pitching in line? Has it hit his bat? Is it going over? I think probably referees, certainly the good referees, should be able to put that to one side. However, it makes it very, very hard for David Coote ever to referee Liverpool again, because every time he makes a decision, people are going to bring that up. And the danger is of overcorrection, that if you feel that, I can't make it look like I'm against Liverpool, therefore I'd better not give that sort of 60-40 penalty against them, then you can't be refereeing at the highest level.
Eight players have been forced to pull out of the England squad for their trip to Greece and the game against Ireland at Wembley next Sunday in the Nations League. Cole Palmer, Phil Foden, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Declan Rice, Jack Grealish and Bukayo Saka will all be unavailable for Lee Carsley, who takes charge for the last time as interim boss before Thomas Tuchel starts in the new year. Aston Villa's Morgan Rodgers has been given his first call-up as one of the replacements. Jarrod Bowen, Jarrett Branthwaite, Tino Livramento and James Trafford have also been added to the lineup. Ruben Amorim arrived at Manchester United yesterday. One of the first things he did was tell Ruud van Nistelrooy that he won't be part of the new coaching setup at Old Trafford. The former United striker took charge of four games as interim boss, won three matches and drew the other one. Editor of United We Stand fanzine Andy Mitten believes it's simply a case of Amorim wanting a fresh start for the club.
I think that Ruben Amorim has decided to bring his own coaches in to Old Trafford, and that is pretty normal in football. As you say yesterday, and it was my colleague Laurie Whitwell who asked Ruben Amorim about his future and what the role would be for Ruud van Nistelrooy. It's just the way that it is in football. Probably the best example is also at Manchester United when David Moyes came in and brought his own coaching staff in from Everton. And there were a lot of people bewildered at Manchester United that really good coaches like Mike Phelan and Eric Steele and Rennie Meulensteen, who'd been integral to the success, were also moved on. You can argue back and forward whether it was the right or wrong thing to do, but not just in football, in working environments, people bring in the people that they trust. And Manchester United's new executives have done exactly the same. They're bringing in people around them who they trust.
Manchester City midfielder Rodri says he intends to return from injury before the end of this season. The Ballon d'Or winner says he's already started walking and feeling better following knee surgery. Speaking to a Spanish radio station, Rodri said he hopes to be back on the pitch in time for the Club World Cup in June. City have lost their last four games in all competitions, the most recent a 2-1 defeat away to Brighton. Coventry owner Doug King has confirmed Frank Lampard does want to be the club's next manager, but a decision hasn't been made yet. Mark Robbins was sacked last week after almost 8 years in charge. Rhys Carr is looking after the team as interim head coach while the board speaks to candidates. And speaking to Sky Sports at a Coventry fan forum event, King confirmed Lampard's application for the role.
We've received a huge amount of CVs from high quality people, of which Frank is one. But the issue is, we've done nothing on that process, because we've been getting through this situation today with the forum and focusing on making sure that we were accessible and gave answers. But clearly you're in the international break, we'll be assessing everything and then we'll work out who's going to make shortlists and then we'll go interviewing.
How quickly do you hope to make an appointment?
I think it's a tricky one, as I said, right? If we find the right person and we can all agree what we want to agree, then obviously I think we can go pretty quickly. If it isn't clear cut and we need to go deeper into certain things, then it may take a bit longer. As I said, I'm prepared for Rhys Clark to take, you know, three games if we can't get it done by the end of the international break, and we've got three games in the week following. I don't know the answers, to be fair with you. I've been focused on trying to be open and just and explain to our fans, because at the championship level we need the fans with us, and if the fans aren't with us and they don't really like what we're doing and we don't get them in the stadium and that situation, that will hurt us in respect to what we can do at a level of a team that we can sustain. And hopefully, you know, they heard what they heard and they'll back the new man when he comes in.
Crystal Palace midfielder Justin Devenny's been called up to the Northern Ireland squad for the first time. The 21-year-old made his Premier League debut at the weekend in the defeat against Fulham. Rangers winger Ross McCausland is in an injury doubt for the forthcoming Nations League doubleheader against Belarus and Luxembourg. Arsenal and Manchester City are both in action this evening in the Women's Champions League. City will look to maintain their 100% record in the competition when they host Swedish side Hammarby, who lost 9-0 against Barcelona last time. Manager Gareth Taylor's been asked if the Swedes are likely to change their approach tonight.
Yeah, it is a key game, firstly. Definitely is. I think that's, obviously, we play away next week in probably another good atmosphere from what we saw in their previous game at home against Poulton. It was a good atmosphere. Obviously, big partisan crowd, made a lot of noise. So, yeah, of course, we're expecting a tough challenge tomorrow. There's no doubt. And we need to be aware of that. We're fully aware of the strengths and potential areas that we can exploit of the opposition. But we try as much as we possibly can to make it about us and what we do and where we feel the important parts of the game are going to be. But, they're a team that are capable on certain games. You know, they've beaten Rosengard. I think they're the only team to beat Rosengard this season in their title-winning season. So, and obviously one of our former players, Julie, is there, so we tend to keep an eye on those types of games to see how she's doing. So, yeah, I think it's a big game for us, an important game for us, and we're pleased to be back here playing at home and looking forward to the challenge.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. Arsenal, still without a permanent replacement for Jonas Eidevall, have 3 points from 2 games. The Gunners are away to Juventus at 5:45. Interim boss Renee Sleggers was once again asked if she wants to take the role on a permanent basis.
I think I get this question in every press conference. and my answer will be the same. I'm very much in the moment. I know that this will be the situation for this block. And we're, as a coaching staff, we're trying to do everything to help the girls forward. And I think everyone is putting that little extra in from both a staff and a player perspective. So I'm just in the moment trying to get the best out of Arsenal, because I care a lot. And like I said, I really enjoyed the role I had before. Now I have to play this role for the team. I'll play this role for the team. About the future, I don't know. I'm just in the moment.
And Gary Lineker will leave the BBC's Match of the Day at the end of this season. The former Barcelona, Tottenham and England striker has presented the Premier League highlight show since 1999. He'll stay at the BBC until the end of the next World Cup, though, which has been held in the US, Mexico and Canada in 2026.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above and beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product.